And that takes us to the final item on today's agenda, which is agenda item 10. That is PR 2024-011073, minor plat 2025-00053, which is a request for preliminary and final plat submitted by Adela Gallegos as agent for KJ Enterprise and Development LLC, which requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lots tracts 10 and 11 South Broadway Acres, Unit 1, Zoned MXL, located at 102 Bethel Southeast, between the southeast corner of Bethel and William Southeast, containing approximately 0.3062 acres. Ms. Gallegos there, how are you? Good morning or good afternoon now.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. Would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Adela Gallegos, 5509 Cachita Street Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87120.
Thank you, Ms. Gallegos. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
This request is for a lot line adjustment, which entails reverting the lot line between lots 10 and 11 from the west to east to north and south. And the purpose of reverting the lot line is to allow the owners to properly construct two single-family dwellings that would front on a residential street, which is Bethel, rather than the heavily trafficked street of William Street Southeast that is adjacent to an existing railroad tracks. The development of the two single-family dwellings along Bethel would be consistent with the development that currently exists along both sides of Bethel Street. And that's mainly the reason they want this done.
Thank you, Ms. Gallegos. Anything else you'd like to add before I call for public comment?
No, thanks.
Okay. Well, let me see if there's any public comment, and if so, you'll have a chance to respond. So for everyone here, this is agenda item 10. It's a request for minor preliminary final plat at 102 Bethel Southeast. Please raise your hand to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, and I don't see anyone with their hand raised. Again, I'm calling for public comment on agenda item 10. Last call for public comment on agenda item 10. Okay, Ms. Gallegos, doesn't appear that there's any public comment, so we'll proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. David Gutierrez, if you please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir.
Water Authority has no objection to the proposed replat. However, if there are any existing services that will remain unused, we just need to find that out, and if there are any, they'll need to be removed appropriately. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Gallegos, would you please address that?
Yes, there's an existing water connection already to one of the lots. I'm not sure if it's 10 or 11, but it's one of them that's already connected to the water and sewer. However, the other adjoining lot has not been established yet, and there is no existing utilities on that additional lot.
Does that existing connection need to be relocated as a result of the replat?
No.
Okay. Any further questions about that, Mr. Gutierrez?
This is David with Water Authority. This area, we don't have great records of the services out there. So I know there's an account, but as far as other meter boxes is what I'm referring to. If there's any meter boxes that are unused and will remain unused as a result of the consolidation, that's what I'm looking for, is abandonment of those. Any
meter
potentially
boxes?
Unused meter boxes, correct?
Okay, I'm not, I really don't have the answer to that. I'd have to check with the owners on it.
Okay, and prior to sign off, that's what I'm looking for, just to confirm that. And if there are any, we'll just need to get those removed. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. Would you mind putting that in the chat as a condition? I think that'd be appropriate as a condition. Thank you, sir. That takes us to hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, if you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Tiquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up is transportation. Mr. Ernest Arrijo, please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. So, and Ms. Gallegos and I had email correspondence recently based on my first comment, basically for the determination of sidewalk. That letter wasn't included in the original application, But I did have records of her communication, and she did find it and has brought it into us. So transportation is satisfied with this justification, and we have no objection to the determination or to the plat. Please ignore my second comment, as you've already stated that this will be developed as single-family houses.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Any questions about that, Ms. Gallegos?
No.
Okay, thank you both. That takes us to code enforcement. Who'll be delivering those comments?
Hello, Mr. Hearing Officer Marcelo Ibarra.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
No comments were provided with code enforcement for this request.
Thank you. That takes us to Parks and Recreation. Mr. J. Rodenbeck, if you'd please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth? Thank you, sir.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Parks has no comments or objections to this request.
Thank you, sir. And that takes us to the Planning Department comments. Who'll be delivering those today?
Robert Webb, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Webb. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Planning has no further objections. We just had some standard comments that I'll put in the chat now. We just need to have a note added to the plat that includes the detail for the sidewalk width determination, project and application numbers added to the plat, the date of the DHO approval added to the plat, and a copy of the AEGIS approved DXF file submitted as well, all before final sign off. And I'll put that in the chat right now.
Great, thank you. Any questions about that, Ms. Gallegos?
No.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add, Ms. Gallegos?
No, thank you. We'll comply with whatever needs to be done.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for your presentation and thank you everybody for your work on this. I believe this matter is ready for decision. And so this is agenda item 10. It's PR 2024-011073, minor plat 2025-00053. And I hereby approve said item with under said project number and application number with the associated sidewalk determination. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, any unused meter boxes that are existing that are intended for the site that will remain and be unused must be properly abandoned prior to the final signature of the plat. Next, prior to final sign off, add a note to the plat with the sidewalk width determination detail. Next, the project and application numbers must be added to the plat. Also, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat pursuant to 66L2D7 of the IDO. And finally, a copy of the AEGIS approved DXF file must be submitted, and proof of the of that submittal and approval must be submitted as well. Thank you. That
Thank you.
concludes agenda item 10. Also concludes the DHO hearing for today, October 29th, 2025. Thank you, everybody. Have a good day.
You too.